Hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Planet, speaking to Jeff Joseph. Hi, Jeff, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
All right, Senior Vice President, Communications and Strategic Relationships for the Consumer Electronic Association, is that right?
You got me, exactly.
All right, but the big time show, I think the biggest show in Las Vegas is called the Consumer CES, right?
That's right, the CES. It's the world's gathering place for everyone and everything involved in consumer technology.
All righty, great. So give us a little background on it. We just did a bunch of shows. You had CES unveiled here in New York, and we probably interviewed like around 20 or so new tech companies, and every one of them was very interesting, very fascinating, and making life a nicer place. So tell us about how you all got started, and actually we've done many shows over the years. We've had reporters down there, and I'll be going down there again this year, and it's a great thing. So tell our audience about it.
Sure, sure. Well, the CES, it's been around for over 40 years, and it's always been sort of the place to introduce the next great technologies that consumers will be clamoring for. And it started way back in 1967 in New York City, and it was really sort of, if you think of what consumer technology was back then, it was about, I don't even know if your audience will know these terms, but turntables and console units for stereo, color TV was still a big deal. But over the years, it really has become where the next great consumer, the place that the next great tech product has been introduced. Everything from high definition television to satellite radio and satellite television to now 4K ultra high definition television. We've got drones. It's the place to see the latest in 3D printing. Even now, all the automobile companies come to introduce their concept cars, because cars are no longer just performance vehicles. They are their technology platforms. So it's always been this great place to see the next great technology product, and as our sense of what constitutes technology changes and expands, so has the show, so has the CES.
Aha, okay, and technology has drastically expanded, because almost every new business from Uber to a B&B sleeping arrangement is somehow technically connected.
That's exactly right.
As well as a medicine manufacturer, a drug manufacturer. It's taken on a whole new perspective, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's really expanded. I mean, again, we've had, if you look at sort of our attendee base, it used to be a buying and selling show. It's where your local AV store would come and buy their 2,000 Trinitrons or RCA TVs or whatever for the year. Now it's a place where almost everyone engaged in any part of technology comes to see the latest trends, to make deals, because to your point, technology it's so integrated into our lives. You know, drones, for example, they aren't just mobile cameras. They're delivering pharmaceuticals to needed communities. They're helping cover forest fires and be used to inspect power lines and oil transport lines that were dangerous projects in the past. We've seen an increase in health and medical companies come because not just as a personal fitness like your wearables, but increasingly using technology to monitor personal health and receive better outcomes. The car manufacturers I mentioned, the advertising and marketing community, educators, government officials, just as the world of technology expands and integrates into all parts of our life, you see that on the show floor and in the attendees at the CES.
Well, you know, at the unveiled, you know, we saw from dimmers with the Lutron, and the LifeSight company was there. Keeping your records of if you knew you had to chickenpox when you're a little boy, maybe you would know you might need the shingles shot later.
That's
on.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. Or how what you ate today may impact your health, and keeping track of your performance, how far you walked, all that, and it becomes incredibly helpful in keeping costs down. And the more we begin to sort of share that information, the more research we'll have, the more information we'll have that may help improve health outcomes in the long run.
And here is one that we featured in a home where the stove would be turned off through technical innovation. being used. So a senior and or a college drunk student would keep from burning down their house.
Well, we can't promise every miracle, but right, that's a good example.
So we're talking, but it's technology, you know, it's something, the famous integrated circuit of some sort, and everything else tied into it. A lot of great stuff. Well, you know, it's really special. Now, one of the features that we're communities that we reach out to is the senior community, 50-plus mm-hmm. community, and we want to let them know about some of the latest opportunities for them to use technology for a healthier way of life. And just by the Unveiled show, I did, as I mentioned, maybe 20 interviews. Every one of them had something that was going to really benefit a senior.
I think that's right. Accessibility is a big one of the big themes at our show. We'll see a number of products that allow those with special needs, and as I get older, that definition expands to access all parts of technology. It may be the way that one interfaces with technology, so it's no longer just based on vision, but facial recognition, for example, can help those who may have vision issues be able to access technology. You may have heard, or your audience may hear, about the so-called Internet of Things, where almost every device is connected and shares information. So you can imagine, as my parents age, as my dad ages, being able to monitor his health and activity from afar. For example, there may be a rug that includes sensors, so when he gets out of bed, he steps on the rug, it'll immediately check his weight and his vital signs. A couch that's connected, so I'll be able to see if he's been sedentary for a long period of time. There are pill containers that will monitor how often it's been opened and whether it needs to be refilled. So technology really, and monitoring devices throughout the house, again, so if someone falls or if there's an issue and the house doesn't sense movement, it can send a signal to a loved one or someone who can immediately help. So it really is increasing access to technology for seniors and others who have accessibility issues, and using technology to help lengthen lives and protect.
When you say strategic relationships in your position, Jeff, what does that mean?
I always get that question. It's a good part of the title. Part of what I get to do, I have a greatest job. I get to talk about technology. I get to learn about technology. And part of that means identifying communities where technology is beginning to expand. I've had the great opportunity to spend a lot of time with a lot of startups across the United States and get them engaged in the CES. We do a lot of lobbying on behalf of the industry. We push for what we call innovation issues. Innovation is such an important part of our economy. It creates jobs. It creates these wonderful products that help improve our lives and better the world. And so I get to work with the largely young men and women who are developing the next generation of great products that may, you know, address some of the key issues facing our world, from hunger to access to water to education, and simply just connecting us in new and different ways.
It's a great thing. We're as I mentioned, the senior market, I've been on the board over almost 15 years for SeniorNet, it's called. Started 30th anniversary. We have a celebration next year here in New York at Microsoft, embracing technology for the future generations of seniors, 50-plus. And so we've been, looking for strategic relationships or partners, you know, to be involved with that event that we're going to have here in New York. And it's mind-boggling how many companies are out there and have the mission to use technology for the betterment of health. I mean, water is all the things you just said. Every one of those affect the older community as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. We actually have a foundation, the Consumer Technology Association Foundation, that focuses in large part on access for the elderly, and gives out grants to technologies that increase that access, whether it be simply in providing technology to senior communities, or again recognizing outstanding work that allows seniors to utilize technology in new and different ways.
That's we interviewed that gentleman that oversees that at
oh,
the
great, great. Yeah,
so,
it's a great
it
program.
Was perfect. And we're reaching out to him about involvement with what we're up to too, because you guys are doing such a great job. Congratulations. Tell us about the event itself is in January, what, 6th through the 9th, is it?
That's right, that? January 6th through 9th in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh, okay. And consumers are able to go, or is it all trade?
Unfortunately, it's a business only event, business to business. Again, it's where a lot of businesses is conducted and transacted. A lot of that executive level networking and licensing. But we rely on people like you and the media to inform consumers about it. We encourage consumers to visit our website, cesweb.org. Watch your local media so you can see what the next great product that you want to have in your home will be coming out of CES.
Beautiful. Okay, last two quick questions. What is good news for Jeff?
What is good news for me?
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, I've got to start. We're talking about health. I've got to, as I head into Thanksgiving, I am extremely grateful for my family, and they're healthy. I have a great wife and two beautiful young girls who are doing well, and my dad is still with us, so that's good news for me. And I'm a tech freak. I love technology, and I'm so excited. It's a great time of the year as we begin to get excited for the CES and sort of see the cool stuff that we'll see. I'm looking forward to robotics. I think 3D printing has the opportunity to change the world. I love high-quality TV, 4K, UHD, ultra-high definition, and high-resolution audio. So I'm excited and grateful and happy about all those things, but family first, of course.
I hear you. Well, last question, we're involved with Ashley, the International Day of Peace, World Peace. And so I've asked many people, everybody usually, what does peace mean to them? What does peace mean to you, Jeff?
Well, the flip answer is, again, I have two young daughters, so peace means when they're asleep, when they're home and safe. But on a much more serious note, we are in Arlington, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C., and we as well as other parts of the country and the world are highly aware of the craziness going on. And in fact, we're taking extra precautions at CES this year to keep our attendees safe. And I just pray for a better understanding across our country, a better understanding across the globe, and an end to the scourge of terrorism. We need a little more love and understanding and a lot less hate.
Jeff, you're a very brilliant guy, very wise, and I'm sure a great dad and husband. And wow, you got a lot of good things going. Thank you very much for sharing good news with us.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for having me.
There you go. Thank you.